This video is made possible by Dashlane. Stay safe online for free for 30 days by signing up at dashlane.com/RLL. Right now, as you're watching this video, there are likely over 9,700 commercial airplanes flying around across the world, carrying over 1.2 million people throughout the skies. That's basically the entire population of Estonia, and that is just the average amount at any given time. On some very busy days during the high season in June, over 200,000 flights will take place across the world over a 24-hour period. And despite all of that metal flying through the sky in every direction all the time, collisions almost never happen. There's always a very choreographed dance happening above you up in the skies around the world 24 hours a day with tens of thousands of moving parts and people who plan it all out. And while the system is nearly perfect in keeping everything safe, it's still not 100% perfect all of the time. Accidents do happen, and the incident that I'm about to tell you about had the potential to become the worst accident in the entire history of the aviation industry, had a few things gone slightly differently. On January 31st, 2001, Japan Airlines had two flights whose destinies were soon to be horrifyingly intertwined. JAL Flight 958, a McDonnell Douglas DC-1040, was flying from Busan, South Korea to Tokyo, Narita. She had 237 passengers and 13 crew on board, while JAL Flight 907 had just taken off from Tokyo, Haneda towards Okinawa. Flight 907 was a Boeing 747 that was carrying 411 passengers and 16 crew on board. The two planes had an intersecting flight path over the Japanese island of Honshu, but they were supposed to pass each other by a completely safe distance of 2,000 feet in elevation difference. Unfortunately, that's not exactly what happened though. Just 20 minutes after Flight 907 had taken off, the flight attendants began serving drinks and the plane's traffic avoidance collision system began sounding an alarm inside of the cockpit. The plane had just reached its cruising altitude of 39,000 feet, while Flight 958 was approaching the intersection point at a lower 37,000 feet. Every commercial plane is equipped with a traffic collision avoidance system, or TCAS, that monitors nearby airspace and warns pilots of a potential threat all independently from air traffic control. The pilots on board both planes received normal instructions from their TCAS, but Flight 907 was receiving conflicting instructions from air traffic control in Tokyo. The controller on duty for the area that both planes were flying through was a brand new 26-year-old trainee named Hideki Hachitani, who was probably overloaded with 12 different flights to manage all at the same time. He intended to instruct Flight 958, cruising at 37,000 feet, to descend further to increase the intersection distance. But instead, he accidentally told Flight 907 to descend. The pilot on the plane chose to listen to air traffic control over his plane's integrated TCAS, and therefore descended in altitude, which put his plane onto a direct collision course with Flight 958. When Hachitani noticed that Flight 958 had remained at a steady altitude and was heading towards disaster, he ordered the pilot to turn right to get off the collision course. But for some reason, that message never reached the pilot. Hachitani's supervisor was a woman named Yasuko Momi, and while she did eventually notice her trainee's error, she also managed to make things even worse. She meant to instruct Flight 907 to climb in altitude to avoid a crash, but for some reason, she accidentally said Flight 957 to climb. And since there wasn't a Flight 957 in operation that day, nobody listened to it, and both planes remained on their dangerous collision course. And once the two planes were within visual proximity of one another, the pilots of both realized that something very bad had happened indeed. They literally only had seconds to formulate a plan and avoid a collision, and the consequences for failure would be absolute. Were they to crash, it would become the deadliest accident in all of aviation history. Everybody on board both planes would probably die. A total of 677 people's lives were at stake, and their fates would be decided by two men at the controls of the planes. Using a last-second evasive maneuver, the pilot of Flight 907, a 747 mind you, jerked the plane down and within 2 seconds flew directly beneath Flight 958. Now, there are conflicting sources about exactly how close the planes got to each other. The pilot of Flight 907 claimed during a later interview that the two planes came a mere 10 meters away from obliterating each other, while data recovered by investigators on the two flights' TCAS systems revealed that the planes came more like 135 meters away from hitting each other. But regardless of the answer, they came terrifyingly close. When Flight 907 performed its last-second evasive maneuver, several things happened inside of the cabin. Passengers and flight attendants who weren't buckled in flew up and smashed their bodies into the ceiling before falling back down. Drink carts were flung around the cabin, which hit people and spilled boiling water. One young boy who wasn't buckled in was even thrown across four rows of seats, and another woman broke her leg. In total, seven passengers and two crew members received serious injuries that required medical attention, while 81 more passengers and 10 crew members sustained minor injuries amounting to bruises or scalded skin from boiling water. Nobody aboard Flight 958 was injured at all, which continued on its way to Tokyo normally. Flight 907, meanwhile, canceled their trip to Okinawa and immediately returned back to Tokyo, where medical crews were waiting to treat the injured. 30 passengers were sent to the hospital afterwards, but everybody recovered and nobody died during a disaster that could have been much worse. Years later, the ATC trainee on duty that day was sentenced to 1 year in prison, while his supervisor was sentenced to 1 year and 6 months for their roles in the incident. The ultimate lesson from the story is that while humans can design nearly perfect systems of transportation, humans themselves aren't perfect, and multiple mistakes made by us can occasionally lead to a nightmare. In a similar sense, the internet is not a perfectly designed system, and mistakes made by you, like using the same password for every website that you use, can lead to your own nightmare. If one website gets compromised, it means that all of your accounts on every website you use can be broken into. And I understand that it can be difficult to remember a different password for every single website, but you really ought to be doing that to protect yourself online, and Dashlane can help you out. Dashlane auto-generates different, complex passwords for every website that you use, and stores all of those in a central place locked behind only one super secure password that you need to remember, and then auto-fills those passwords in on your devices when you go to log in to websites. But there's plenty of other cool features too, like secure autofill for payment info, breach alerts whenever an account is compromised, a VPN with country selection, and dark web monitoring to see if your data is being bought and sold anywhere on the dark web. But best of all though, is that all of this is available for a ridiculously low monthly price. You can get a 30-day free trial right now at dashlane.com/RLL, and then if you like it, you can use the code RLL to get 10% off whenever you want to upgrade to premium. I use it, it'll help make your life easier, and you'll be supporting real-life lore at the same time while you're at it. And as always, thank you for watching.